Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. Good morning. It's 7:40 on the Wednesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Early voting already underway in Florida. Our primary is now under 2 weeks. There are going to be several key races to watch nationally. Like yesterday, where we had four primaries and several firsts. Vermont Democrats nominating the nation's first transgender candidate for governor. Fox's Rachel Sutherland is live in Washington to continue our team coverage. It would appear from the surface, Rachel, that there were no major upsets, no sitting member of Congress booted out, for example.
No major upsets, but as you mentioned, it really is an interesting night for a variety of different candidates in Vermont. Christine Hallquist, the first transgender woman to win a Democratic nomination for governor in the country. And interestingly, even though that's the case, she says she wants to be elected on her platform, which is healthcare, education, higher wages. So she acknowledges that, yes, this is a victory for progressives and for the LGBTQ community. She wants to be known on her platform. And also, we're seeing Ihan Omar winning the Democratic primary in Minnesota's congressional district, the fifth congressional district. She would be the first Somali American in Congress.
Was there evidence of the Trump impact benefiting candidates in some of the key races at all?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, you know, going to Minnesota and Tim Pawlenty, you know, he'd been just this up and rising star in the Republican Party, but he loses his primary. He had been critical of President Trump. Instead, County Commissioner Jeff Johnson beat him out. So it does show, again, the power that President Trump has in influencing politics.
And Trump just this week endorsed Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin, and he won the right to seek a third term in Wisconsin. We'll hear more from Rachel throughout the day. Check in on where we stand with all the morning developments during Jacksonville's news at noon as you head out the door.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.